It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
What's up, everybody? This is Trey Biddy with HogSports.com coming to you from the north end zone of Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium after Arkansas's 42-27 win over the 14th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels. We know this game wasn't that close. 42-6 entering the fourth quarter, in fact. Arkansas absolutely dominated this game in just about every aspect except for the fourth quarter. Ole Miss put up 21 points to Arkansas's zero, like 186 yards to 11 or something. Arkansas is just kind of trying to finish the game, making sure they don't throw over the top, and the Ole Miss just keeps running, and that's what happens. But even so, even with that, I still felt like this was still a very complete game, even without the fourth quarter, just because you had the secondary back, you had KJ back, and how valuable is KJ Jefferson? Suddenly, Kendall Briles is a much better play caller. KJ Jefferson's worth 21 points minimum. I mean, that's actual a statistical fact. Without KJ, or with him hobbled, they averaged 15 points a game. With him, they averaged 36 points a game. So pretty substantial difference. And we saw how much that also impacted the running game. Like, Arkansas has really struggled running the ball recently when they haven't had KJ or haven't had KJ healthy come out and, you know, toss three touchdowns in the first 16 minutes and see if that opens up things in the running game. Teams didn't respect Arkansas's ability to pass. And with KJ in there, it just changes everything. And suddenly, you just started picking up more and more yards. Things started to open up, bust some huge gains. How about Rocket Sanders? Three touchdowns, 232 rushing yards for Rocket Sanders. Hell of a day, Rocket Sanders. And a lot of that was facilitated not only by the offensive line, but also KJ Jefferson. And that was kind of something I said all week. Like, I wanted to see a four-quarter game, obviously. My cheeks are getting a little frozen. It's 25 degrees outside right now. Kudos to these fans. I mean, you guys showed up big time. 71,000 plus for sub 30 degrees. Senior night. That's how you want to send these guys out. And that was something I was saying. I wanted to see a four-quarter game, but also wanted to see these seniors sent out the right way. Like, Arkansas was an underdog in this game, and I'm just looking at it like, really? That's how they're going out? Bumper Pool, Dalton Wagner, the guys that have came here who have now, as they said, and I agree, have left the program in a lot better shape than what they found it in. Light years better. You're going to send them out like that with a loss, with a four straight home loss, with KJ Jefferson back, the guy from Sardis, Mississippi, right down the road from Oxford? That's how they're going out? No. No, they weren't going out like that. And they had something to play for, obviously, with a bowl game. You got to be proud of those guys. And with all the turmoil that they've had throughout the season, and, you know, people jumping off the bandwagon and stuff, and not everybody, obviously. Most Razorback fans are not like that. They're going to support the team. But it was just really good to see everybody come out and support those guys on senior night for a game like this, after the way things went last year against Ole Miss, for KJ not getting the two-point conversion try after he played so well in that game. See those guys come and fight for him. Loved it. What can you say about this team right now? Finally getting to bowl eligibility. They've had so much. And, you know, back to the complete game aspect of it, finally having KJ Jefferson back, and at the same time, where the defense is playing well. You know, the secondary has been different, like, every week, and they finally, like, okay, Quincy McAdoo, finally got Miles Slusher back in the lineup. You know, all those kind of things kind of coming together. They've shifted so many things, moving Hudson Clark from corner to safety, wide receiver to D-back, safeties to nickel, so on and so forth. They've done all of these different things, and they finally got some rhythm going, finally got players a little bit healthy. Drew Sanders is such a monster. Fumble recovery, interception. The other things, we always talk about the things that matter in the outcome of games. Turnovers, penalties, special teams are always paramount. And injuries. Turnovers, penalties, special teams, and injuries are all so key in Arkansas in this one. They got KJ Jefferson back, their leader, their quarterback. They got three turnovers, didn't turn the ball over any. And special teams didn't really have a huge factor in this game, I guess, but turnovers did, penalties did. They had more penalties than Arkansas. Those are all the kind of things that really, the underlying things that people don't look at as much, that really determine the outcome of most games. Whew. It's a cold one. So, next up is Missouri. Missouri's going to be fired up because they're fighting for bowl eligibility. It's going to be a tougher game than this one. It will. It'll be a battle. But it's good to see the team play the way they did. There's been a lot of talking about this is going to happen and that's going to happen. And sure, I mean, it's going to be December 5th rolls around when the transfer portal opens. It's going to be the wildest. It'll be the wildest time maybe in the history of college football. With coaching changes, I'm talking about everywhere. I'm not just talking about Arkansas here, but coaching changes, players entering the portal. It's going to be like a new recruiting period. It's not so bad out here. I was in the press box and it was heated, but the fans, just a great, I don't know what else to say, man. I just thought the fans were fantastic in this one. And really deserved this too. The fans, because the fans have been through a ton of crap with all the Chad Morris years, this season not really going like you expected. I mean, who would have thought they would have lost three straight home games the way they did? And a pretty solid home slate. But then to finish this out, I mean, this is the last walk and talk in Razorback Stadium. It's the last game in Razorback Stadium. It's a lot of last game for Bumper Pool, last game for Dalton Wagner, a lot of seniors, a lot of other players on this team that we probably don't expect it's their last game. Last Henry we'll probably see for a while. I assume Henry walked at senior day. I think they had like 20-something guys walking on senior day. And it is, in the sense, like kind of the end of an era a little bit. The defense did play really well overall, even though they gave up so many yards in the fourth quarter. I mean, this game, when it was 42-6, it was just like, all right. Like, Rocket Sanders didn't carry the ball for a long stretch. Because I didn't think we would even see him again. How many times do you have three guys? They almost had two guys, Zach Evans, Quinshon Judkins. They both went over 200 yards. Rocket Sanders went over 200 yards. I mean, when does that happen? When does a team put up 700 yards of offense and not win the game? It was just kind of a strange second half the way things played out, with, you know, the game just being basically over and everybody knew it. And then, you know, you just pile up a ton of yardage. I also thought it was interesting how, you know, it seemed like Ole Miss could get down to the 20-yard line in an instant. That once they got there, they kept shooting themselves in the foot with, you know, making mistakes or having a penalty or something like that. And, you know, a lot of people will point to those penalties and stuff. And the truth is, I felt like, just from watching, you know, it's kind of hectic. You're watching the game live and then you're trying to watch a replay. I felt like the penalties were on point. I thought it was a pretty well-called game. I may change my mind when I go back and look at it, but let me turn this light off. Got a little ring light here. So, I'm not even sure what else to say. I feel like I've said I get to this point every time and I'm like, I feel like I've said everything I want to say. But kudos to KJ Jefferson. Hell of a job. Glad to see him back healthy. And that was, you know, we had a pretty good idea all week that he was going to be good to go. And I could tell in pregame warmups, that he had it, you know. And that's another thing, man. Everybody's bobbing their head. Everybody's got a little rhythm about them. There's a little energy on the sideline. And I've seen that missing before. So I'm glad they got that straightened out. I came a little early today because I wanted to go to the hog walk. Guys, I've probably seen the hog walk like 3 times because I'm always like, you know, trying to get to the press box and they come right about the same time through here. But I wanted to see, you know, Dalton Wagner coming out first, leading the pack, see all the seniors one last time. It's a good look at the stadium right here. You know, just one last time. Because this is an important group of guys coming through here. And who knows with COVID, like who will be back? You know, is Isaiah Nichols going to come back? Zach Williams, will he be back? Oh, Matt Landers. Good job. I mean, I want to mention everybody that had a really good game, but Matt Landers was really big. I mean, he had made a couple of really nice catches, including one that was just, I mean, I don't even know how he caught it. It was just dropped in there perfectly. I want to make sure I mention Matt Landers, who I think Matt Landers is, man, that dude might have a shot at the next level. Jaden Hazelwood played a good game. They spread the ball out a lot. I mean, nobody had like, I don't think anybody had over 40 yards receiving. Rocket had 5 catches. But they spread the ball around a lot. There's only 17 receptions to go around, but because they kind of, I mean, the passing game was on point early and then the running game just kind of took over. But it is amazing when you got a quarterback that can throw the ball like KJ can, how much it opens up things, how much better the line blocks. I mean, everything's connected, isn't it? All right, everybody. We got a lot of stuff coming up this week. It's Black Friday, Cyber Monday. We got a lot of things planned for you guys at Hog Sports. Maui, talk about a week, guys. So we got Sunday to chill, and then Monday you got a basketball game. Tuesday you got a basketball game. Wednesday you got a basketball game. Thursday's Thanksgiving. Friday, Arkansas plays Missouri. And then December 5th gets here. That's going to be wild as hell. All right, everybody. I'm at the car. Thanks, everybody, for watching the Walk and Talk this year. That's it. All right. This has been Trey Biddy with HogSports.com. We'll catch you next time.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top 5 leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.